Today is the 9th of Tammuz, and according to the Pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah, Perek Lamed Tet, Pasuk Bet, Vachodesh Harvi'i B'tisha Lachodesh Uvka'a Ha'ir. So it was on the 4th month, which is Tammuz, on the 9th of the month, that the city of Yerushalayim was breached. The walls of Yerushalayim were breached. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tavkuf Mem Tet says that even though the walls of the first Beit HaMikdash were breached, or Yerushalayim, the walls of Yerushalayim were breached in the times of the first Beit HaMikdash on the 9th of Tammuz. Nevertheless, since in the times of the second Beit HaMikdash, they were breached on the 17th of Tammuz, we fast on the 17th of Tammuz. Why? Mishum dechorban bayit sheni chamerlan, because the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash is more harsh for us, because of course we're still feeling the effects of that. The Magen Avraham in Sifkatan Bet says that im kein bal nefesh yitaneh gam betet. So even though really we should fast on both dates, and we don't fast on both dates because it's too much of an imposition on everybody, nevertheless a bal nefesh, that is a person of particular religious sensibilities, should fast on the 9th. But then he goes on to say, mi hu Yerushalmi ita, says that according to the Talmud Yerushalmi, shebarishana haya gam kim yudzayin. Even in the times of the first Beit HaMikdash, the breaching of the walls was on the 17th of Tammuz. How then can it say in the Pasuk that it was on the 9th? But because of all the tzarot, all the difficult experiences that the Jewish people were having at that time, they seem to have made some mistake with the calculation, and they got it wrong. So that's as far as today is concerned. So today, in a certain sense, should be a fast day. I don't know if anybody does fast nowadays on the 9th of Tammuz, but certainly we should have in mind that, in actual fact, historically, that is what happened. There's another reason why some people would fast today, not so much to do with the date, but to do with the day. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Kuf Pei gives a list of many dates on which certain people will fast. For example, the first of Nisan, because that was the death of the sons of Aaron, etc., etc., etc. And the Magen Avraham, at the end of that Siman, and he's quoted by the Mishnah Berura, cites from the Tanya, Sefer Tanya. We're not referring here to the Tanya of the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, but this is a halacha sefer written by an Italian Rishon in the 13th or 14th century. So the Sefer Tanya says that there's a minhag of yechidim, of individuals, to fast on the Friday of Parshat Chukat, Friday, the day before Parshat Chukat is laid. Why? Because that was the day when 20 wagon loads of Sfarim were burned in France. That's referring to the burning of the Talmud in the streets of Paris in the year 1242. It's interesting that Magen Avraham says it was 20 wagon loads of Sfarim. The Shibboleth HaLeket, which is a Rishon, says it was Ke'esrim V'Arba. It was about 24 wagon loads of Sfarim. So a simple explanation could be to say that, we're not quite sure exactly how many wagon loads were burned, 20, 24. That's why the Shibboleth HaLeket says about 24, maybe it was 20, maybe it was 22, maybe it was 24. We're not entirely certain. I would hesitatingly suggest that maybe it was something like that. Why does the Shibboleth HaLeket say 24? Because they're Kafd Alad Sifrei Tanakh, there are 24 books in the Tanakh, and perhaps what the Shibboleth HaLeket was reflecting was the fact that when the Talmud was burned in Paris, that's 24 wagon loads or 20 wagon loads of Talmud in those days before printing presses. And think how much scholarship and learning was wiped out. It was like the whole of the Torah that's written down for us was eradicated. So that's just a suggestion. In any event, we've got the question, why is this fast observed on the Friday of Parashat Chukat rather than on a particular date? whatever date it was that this happened, that's usually when we observe Jewish fast days. So he says, again, quoting from the Sefer HaTanya, because shemitoch she'ilat chalom noda lahem sheyom haparsha goreim gzeirat haTorah zot. Gzeirat haTorah. This appeared to somebody in a dream that it was this happened on that. So this it happened on the Friday of Parshat Chukat, and it was happened on the Friday of Parshat Chukat because of a reference in the Parsha. The Parsha begins Zot Chukat haTorah. This is the statute of the Torah, and the Targum Yonatan, Targum Unkel, is translated as Da Gezerah Torahita. This is the Gezerah. This is the decree about the Torah, i.e., that the Torah should be destroyed. So that is such a minhag. The Magen Avraham also brings down that some places fast on Esrim B'Sivan, the 20th of Sivan, B'chol Malchut Poland. Throughout Poland. Why is that? That's because of the martyrdom of the Jews of Blois in France in the year 1171, which took place on the 20th of Sivan, and until recent generations, until the time of the Shoah, there were still communities where that date was observed as a fast day. Ad Kap.